I mean, Nanny Prescott, why are we gonna talk about? I mean, seriously, I'm telling you. They were asking me the other day, those clones getting married, they were so lovely, couple, you know, honey child. And they were like, honey, what date can you not do for the wedding? So I told them the date. But then they're like, they're gonna do the date anyway. And I was like, child, you do not do that today, is it?
I know the feeling, child. I mean, people do it all the time. People ask for my opinion. When I give them my opinion, they like it all their opinions. Like, honey, you don't even do them a courtesy. I mean, if you don't wanna hear, just don't say, don't be wasting people's breath. You know, we in our destiny's child. You can't keep up losing my breath. I mean, just stop it. I know the feeling, no. Who's getting married anyway this time? Is it Deborah and Jake finally, honey? Because that's the case, you need to be there.
No, honey child, we haven't got a conclusion to that little relationship just yet, honey child, no.
And who is it, Daisy?
It's, you know, honey child, Daniel and Siobhan.
Daniel and Siobhan, honey, you are so behind. They already got married. They did that some sort of impromptu marry thing, you know, down in Gordon all that. You know, she was expecting it, but he was like, you know, it's about time we get married, that sort of thing. You know, because she wasn't really sure if they were dating or not. And I saw a plan because of the whole history and that sort of thing.
Wait, honey, you telling me they asked me for a date for the wedding and they already got married?
Honey, you are so behind.
What is the point of asking me the question anyway?
Oh, Daisy, please, honey, Jack. Ooh. Speaking of love, look, it's Alistair and Melody, you know, the one who said, hey, we're having a baby. I said, hey, we're having a baby.
Oh, of course I know Alistair and Melody, child. How you doing, guys? Hello.
Hi.
Oh, how is you carrying a bundle of joy, child?
Oh, well, it's some bit of a struggle, you know, at times.
Melody, I'm telling you, when you're giving birth to, it's like giving birth to the universe, child. It's like, pooh, you know, it's just the pain and the crying and the holding the hand of the wow. I mean, I had to go for a number of times, you know. Ooh, you know, me and my little kids, one of my, you know, my champagne. Champagne was the worst. I mean, you know, that little reckless child, that champagne. I mean, it was screaming, screaming, screaming. And ever since, he's still screaming. But I'm sure you'll be fine.
Well, I'm finding it a bit difficult, to be honest. I mean, it's all these mood swings and that sort of stuff. It's not the greatest sort of thing. You're telling me.
Honey, honestly, you need to be supportive of your wife, honey, child. You need to be with her.
I mean, look at all the weight I'm gaining. I bet I need to go to the gym after all this is over. You're not going back to that gym, especially that dude with God. When we went there last time, I just feel so... I wish I could take a break and take a holiday.
Well, honey, being a parent's a full-time occupation. But, you know, there is rest in the Lord. He always give you what you know. He's always good like that. Ain't that right, Daisy?
Well, honey, I've never been given birth to anybody.
I know. I'm more than the creation, you know. You know, that sort of thing.
No, I've never been married, really, you know, had a husband, anything like that. But, honey, I know that the Lord gives rest and provides that for anybody. All those who are weary, come to me and I will give you rest, child. I know that's where it's at. Well, thanks, Daisy. I would just wish we get a holiday, you know, just a nice...
Well, honey, you can't get a rest from what's inside your belly. It's not like you can just give it to someone else and be like, oh, I'm gonna go.
But it would be nice to be pampered and that sort of thing.
Oh, I know, Melody. Oh, I know.
Oh, wow.
You right, Esther?
Well, it looks like the Lord is pretty fast delivering on such a thing.
What are you on about?
Look at the sign.
Hit me, baby, one more. Oh, no, sir. What sign?
The sign over there. It's advertising about having a holiday package and all, going to some sort of cinema where they explain what it is and what you can get. And just for going to the seminar, you can have a romantic getaway with your loved one.
Well, honey, bless your heart, I'm not really into that sort of thing, honey, child. I don't need a woman to get away, especially with a madman like you. But maybe if you...
Nanny Prescott, honey, child, I don't think he was saying with you. I think he means him and Melody.
Oh, dude, that's fantastic, Alistair. Go and do it.
I think that'd be fantastic. Do you not think, Melody? So we just gotta sit for the seminar and then we get a romantic getaway automatically for free. That's what the sign says.
Hit me, baby. Oh, sorry.
Let's do it. Oh, this is fantastic, Alistair. Alistair, you saw this is a good idea. I mean, it seems like a dinner party and it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, this must just be the event that they're holding. But imagine, we just have to sit through this and then we can get our free romantic holiday. We can, remember, we can.
Yes, Melody, but imagine you can get it. You can get the relaxation that you want away from all of this. Oh, isn't it fantastic? I feel a bit more anxiety driven already just by being here though. Melody, it's fine.
Hello, Candice Brigitte here. You know, I always love to throw a party. You know, because anyone who is anyone loves to come to my parties.
Well, we thought this was a seminar for...
For holiday package. Well, yes, it is. But, you know, we wanted to splash up a bit of party for all you potential holiday goers. And so Candice Brigitte, who always loves to throw a party, decides to do so. I mean, I'm much better for end parties than that Contiana Medici. I mean, goodness me, with her playing consequences. But enough about that now. I'm sure you'll love it and hope to say yes to the holiday package. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Well, truth be told, we just want to get our weekend getaway. Well, that's what they all said at the beginning. But before you know it, everyone just loves the packages of the holidays that they provide. John Subotour is a delight if ever there was one.
Did you say John Subotour?
Well, yes. Wasn't he the guy that swindled Peter Rupert and he took his whole company without his knowledge and kicked him out of being a business partner?
Oh, yes, and that was exposed during one of my other parties. Yes, Sunrise Enterprises. Well, this is still the same company, but there were no charges brought in the end. And John's back in the saddle
and he is ready to offer you something of a lifetime. I mean, forget Bill Withers and that whatever lady saying I had the time of my life.
He's going to give you a time of your life tonight. Isn't it morning still?
It is, so it is morning, but it feels like the night time, with all this stuff around. I always love a good party.
Now, if you excuse me, as I live and breathe, I think I just saw James Ramsey, the superstar, pop star over there. James, I do love your guitar playing. What have we found ourselves into?
Melody, stop quoting Jess Way. We're fine. Don't worry, we just gotta endure this seminar. And then, no matter what they promise, because of the sign, hit me baby one more time. Yeah, we get the point, but because of the sign, we can get a romantic holiday. Think about it, Melody. We just have to endure. I'm not sure if we can.
Don't worry, we can do this.
Thank you, I'm so glad I got everyone's attention now. If you all would like to sit down, ladies and gentlemen, it's the adventure we've been waiting for. Yes, it's none other than John Subotour with his Sunrise's holiday package. Everybody clap. You too, guys. Clap. Oh, thank you, Candice. Well, it's me, John Subotour. Yes, it is indeed. And I am so glad that I am here today to present you a holiday package of a lifetime. I know, look at Miss Pillowop Playhouse, she's so excited, she's waving the flag, and soon all of you will be too, because this is a deal you cannot miss out. Imagine holidaying around, holidaying all over the place, here, there, everywhere. Now, where are some of the places you would like to go around the world?
Yes, madam, state your name, and where would you like to go?
Well, I'm Miss Japan, and as my name states, I would love to go to Japan. I think it's just such an amazing thing, it's a trip I want to do once in a lifetime.
Well, that's nice. That's not on the package, but that's nice. Anyone else?
Yes, sir. State your name.
Oh, I'm Alistair Thomas, and this is my wife, Melody. And we've always loved to go to Israel. We want to see, you know, where Jesus walked. It would just be amazing to go to.
Well, that's real nice. That's not what the package offers, though. Anyone else?
Probably something on the package.
State your name and where you'd like to go.
Hi, I'm Billy Burke, and I would like to go to India. You know, as well as, you know, I'm part Indian myself, and my heritage, like to go there too.
Well, we don't go there either. Thank you though, Billy. But despite that, we have an amazing holiday package for you. If you get this, the elite package, you get all this and a bag of chips.
Wait a minute. You said we couldn't go to Israel.
Or Japan.
But what about India?
That might be the truth. But you can get all of this holidays around the world for a discounted price. Now, if you're part of the elite, that includes having elite seating on the airplanes, elite clubs on the waiting on the airplanes, not to mention gourmet meals and only allowed access for the chosen one, elite package. I mean, it is fantastic. It is to die for.
We can send you to a water resort. You will have such 6-star hotels. Forget 5, 6-star hotels. You wouldn't even be want to be leaving it that place anyway. It is to die for, and it can be yours today. And you can get this, the exclusive package, for only £500,000 today. This is a deal of a lifetime. This is a one-time guaranteed only opportunity to get such an amazing price to go all around the world, except for Israel, India, and Japan, along with another bunch of other countries. But that's not the point. But isn't that amazing? Now, to elongate this process as much as I can to make sure you make the right decision today, see and look at my flamenco dancers who are going to exuberate some of the excitement you can get on your holiday.
Alistair, please tell me you're not interested in this.
Of course I'm not.
Can we go then?
No, not until we get our romantic weekend. No matter what he says, firstly, I will not be brought in into this scam. But secondly, I will not leave here until we get our romantic weekend that we were promised.
Oh, but please, Alistair, I really just want to go. I mean, I don't really want to have the weekend after all.
You wanted a break, right?
Well, yes, but...
So, we're going to get it. No matter what. Okay, we've got to stay on mission, stay point. Do not lose heart. Now look at everybody joining us doing the Congo. This is just how much fun you can have on the Exclusive Club. Woo! Miss Pepperpot players, keep throwing that flag. Because this is the Exclusive Club. Where's that? Now we've done that. See this slideshow I have prepared. Showing you what the Exclusive Club offers you with your holiday package. With some...
Hi, this is Beth, the dispatcher speaking. I just thought I might interrupt Dish just to let you know the time constraints about what was happening. Basically, this whole presentation in of itself took about 3 hours. And since we don't think you have the whole 3 hours to spare, basically we're now going to come to the point where after he now finishes this very long, 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 long pitch. Thank you.
Can we go now, Alistair?
Not yet. I haven't got no romantic weekend. We've been here for over 3 hours. Okay, I am kind of wanting to do something else.
Honey, I know, but I know what you wanted. You wanted that weekend.
I want to get out of here!
Melody, please, please, don't worry.
I will not be... Hello! I'm assuming this is Alistair. You were asking about that trip to Israel, anyone? John Superturo here. So, when are you going to sign up to the Exclusive Club?
Well, we kind of weren't going to sign up to the Exclusive Club.
Really? No? Why is that the case?
Well, the price is a bit steep, and we're not really interested, necessarily.
You're just saying you wanted a free romantic weekend?
Well, the sign did say, listen... We can do a great deal with you today, okay? I understand, I'm not trying to push anything on you, but we can do a great deal today. See, this is how it starts. He is not going to relent until he gets that sale.
Don't worry, I got it, Melody.
Now, what if we reduce the price from 500,000 to 300,000? Look at, we've just slashed the price already. Isn't that fantastic?
I don't think that would be enough for us to consider. Now listen. Let me go and speak to my manager. I'll be right back with you shortly.
I thought John was the manager. I mean, he did put out Peter Rupert for being the business partner in the first place.
But it wasn't also a holiday thing, wasn't it? Well, it is now.
Hello? It's Dr. Tabila. What's going on? How's it going?
Oh, well, are you looking for the part getting the holiday deal or something?
I'm thinking, because I'm seeing in your future. I can see you're having a baby.
Well, that is kind of clear. My belly is not exactly usually this size.
Honey, I've heard different otherwise from Jude Regard down at that gym.
What are you trying to say? I'm just saying you're a bit of a hefty guy. I'm not that big. My wife is not that big. And besides, you're not exactly slim pickings yourself.
Listen, you don't say that to a lady. Especially not Dr. Tamila. What's going on? But I know you want to go on holiday.
Well, I want to go on the weekend with my wife, yes. But
I last can say that you want to go with the Exclusive Club.
Well, you might want to check that because that's incorrect. We don't
necessary to water. We just want to, we sat through and we listened to the pitch and everything. And now we're trying to say, listen, that could be a good deal. You know, I could see a deal, I could see it happening. And I could see the price going down to 100,000. Oh, I could see it now. Imagine us the money. Oh, into my ministry you could use as well. Because, you know, when you have a little, you know, that's why you want to cut it down. So you have more money for my ministry. I know what's going on. I could see it in the future. Well, honey, you can't see it in the future because we're not interested. That's what people say now, but I'll be back soon. I'm telling you what, Alistair. You what, Alistair? Oh, it's the Wheel DC. How are you? I'm good. I'm always good looking for a good deal, you know. Get me a deal. I'm like, get me a deal. Get me a deal. And I'm like, I saw this. I'm like, this is a good deal. You know, a romantic weekend. I don't have a romantic weekend read about it. Although, if I do get this Lucas guy to help me about, because he always gets me a deal. Get me a deal. I thought you don't have anyone who works for you. Well, I don't, but I want someone called Lucas to do that so he can get me deals. And I saw this and I was like, this is a good deal. Get me a deal, you know. Because the way they say, no, I don't say much, right? I want to go on holiday and I want to my wine, want to go my, do my tea, things like that, you know. It's a good deal. What price are trying to get you at the moment?
Well, see, was talking about 100,000.
Oh, that's a good deal. You better take the deal. I'm not taking any deal. I'm not being pressured. I'm not being bullied. I'm saying, no, 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 no. I've just come back from my manager. You are the manager.
Well, and it seems that we can do something for you. We can take that 100,000.
How do you know we just got offered 100,000?
And we can now take it to £90,000 for the exclusive club.
Can you just exactly explain to me what are the exact benefits?
Well, you're not here with my flamenco dancing. You know, that is the benefit.
Well, we could just do that at home.
Listen, it's not, anyway, but 90,000, what do you say, guys?
I still say I'm not really that keen or interested.
Let me go and speak to my manager and see what we can do.
Are you enjoying this? Isn't he just such a delight at John? Such a hard worker. Candice?
Yes, Melanie. It's Melody. Okay, Harmony. No, Melody. Anyway, we just want to... Can we just please...
Well, go. We're not going to get a romantic weekend, okay? We don't want to take the deal, but we came here and now we want what we got coming to us.
Listen, John is working so hard with his manager right now to get you the best deal possible.
Candice, there is no manager. He is the manager. It's like talking to the banker on Deal or No Deal. There is no one on the other line.
Well... It's not like he's talking to Adele or anything on the other side. He is talking to the man and he's getting you the best deal out. Best deal.
I know, John. He's a sweetie pie. Oh, let me... James is still there. I'm going to see James again.
Seriously, Alistair, I think we need to go. I'm not going without a romantic getaway weekend.
Yes, hello. Hello, Alistair and Melody, yes.
Well, I've talked to my manager. Was that through a mirror?
And... What I think we found out is a great price for you too.
Now I said 90,000. Now we're gonna turn at 90, turn to a 50,000. 50,000 pounds.
I'm not interested. Listen, I'm doing the best I can with what we can have today, and we only got today to.
Well, we're at us decide today. I definitely don't want it.
Listen, I think we can have a bit of a negotiation.
There is no negotiation to negotiate. I and my wife do not want this.
Now, I understand what you're saying, but we can do you such an amazing... I don't want it. What if we turn it to 40,000? No. 30,000? No. 25,000? No. 20,000? No. 19? No. 8? No. 70? No. We just want to get a romantic weekend. We sit here, you promised, now we want that getaway. 11? No. Fine. Candice?
Yes.
These people have refused the exclusive pack. But we do have those feedback forms.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'll sort it. So we got these feedback forms. So how do you rate the show?
1.
You sure you want to go up? Maybe about a 5.
No!
Okay. Now, if we offered this to you at £5,000,
Would you be interested? Yes, would you be interested? No! Please, just give us our weekend away, please. And stop pressuring us with this silly thing, feedback form. We just want... Well, in order to get that, you need to fill that feedback form. Bye. Well, yeah, don't give us a one. No, I would say a bit hard. No. Now, here is your weekend getaway. Thank you, finally. Let's go, Melody. Well, we did it. They threw everything at us, from Linko dancers to Dr. Tamili, what's going on, to Candies, to John, but we beat them. We've got the free romantic weekend away. Alison, you really think you won? Well, yes, Melody, we've now got the relaxation holiday that we wanted for 2 days. Do you know where this romantic getaway is? Well, it'll probably sell on the ticket, but no matter where it is, it'll be fantastic. It's 2 tickets to Pontins. Pontins? I hate Pontins. Well, apparently that's where it is. How's that romantic? Well, if you've got kids, maybe. Well, we haven't got kids just yet. Well, we technically do them in the womb. But point being, they advertised romantic getaway and they gave us tickets to Pontins? That's where we're going. Well, you did say, though, wherever I am, it'll be romantic, I suppose. In a kiddie park. I suppose you're right, Melody. Serves us right for trusting an advert. Well, I suppose we can make it what we can. Indeed, what have we found ourselves in, just for? Hello, you've been listening to What's Going On in Grassmere Valley. And I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for being able to listen to yet again another episode. It's been so cool recording this, and it's been great for you guys to listen. Do remember, we still got, we always do, we have books. So the books seed down below in the description. And tell others about the books, tell others about the podcast, and let's spread this about. So until next time, bye-bye for now.